This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The most efficient way that you can gain Allah's pleasure is to do something that's going to keep on giving you returns after returns after returns, time and time again until the Day of Judgment. And the best way to do that is through some sort of sadaqah jariyah, through some sort of continuous charity. In Islam, we have something called the waqf, which is sort of like an endowment or a trust. Now, what a waqf is that the underlying asset, nobody can touch it. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to inherit it. And the money that's generated from that waqf is put towards a charitable end. So if you contribute to a waqf, you will be accumulating the reward for what that waqf is generating until the Day of Judgment. And the companions understood why this was so important. Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased a well at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that well and the area around it that has dates has been dedicated to help feed the poor. And it is still, after 1400 some odd years, is still producing dates and is still helping the poor. And he is still getting reward in the afterlife for his contribution. That can be you. You can be like Uthman. At Utica Masjid, we are setting up a waqf to serve the masjid. The waqf is going to make the masjid financially independent. And so one of the things that we're doing is that we have purchased a property and we are converting that. It's a rental property. And all of the money that's going to be taken from rent is going to go towards the operational expenses of the masjid. And our goal is to get Utica Masjid completely financially independent so that we don't have to rely on yearly donations. This Ramadan, we are attempting to raise $30,000. And so that if you give to this initiative, this is a waqf for Utica Masjid. If you appreciate the content that we put out, if you think that we should continue what we're doing here, if you contribute to this, you're going to be raking in benefit for your spiritual life until the Day of Judgment. No one's going to touch it. No one's going to sell it. No one's going to buy it. It's not possible. And so take this time. Imagine if you do this any time of year, it's going to be already an incredible feat. Well, what if you do it in Ramadan? It's going to be even more valuable for your soul and more valuable for your afterlife.